The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick 6 Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Sunday, January 17th, and this is an emergency Brandon Staley hired by the Los Angeles Chargers podcast. Joining me to break it down in a unique fashion, John Breach, who is currently on a Twitch stream and YouTube stream with me as we're doing an impromptu emergency Chargers hired Brandon Staley podcast. The reports came out from both Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, I believe, reporting. This was the first year Brandon Staley replaced Wade Phillips as defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams had an incredible season. Staley is highly regarded in the coaching community. A lot of people were talking about how impressed folks would be after he gets his first season. And he came up along the Vic Fangio line of coaches. It was John Miller maybe. Somebody DM'd me and was like, hey, break down who these guys are and where they come from. Cause we don't, you know, not everybody is aware of all their facts, but, he comes from the Vic Fangio coaching tree. It's a really good article on Brandon Staley. If you're interested in reading it from, Robert Mays of The Athletic, you can go check that out. He broke, you know, and Staley talks about how he was obsessed with Vic Fangio's schemes and how he studied them nonstop. Less than 10 years ago, he was the defensive coordinator and secondary coach at John Carroll University. And less than 10 years ago, he was a graduate assistant at Tennessee. In fact, he was the defensive coordinator at John Carroll less than 5 years ago. So that's a pretty quick rise. And he got the job from John Carroll. Somehow there's a mutual connection. The coach there, I believe, is friends with Fangio or one of Fangio's coaches. And they did an interview. He gets hired to be Fangio's outside linebackers coach with the Bears in 2017, stays with them to 2018. Fangio leaves, goes to Denver as the head coach. Staley travels in that same role and then was hired this offseason to be the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. So this is one season as a coordinator, as the defensive coordinator, did an incredible job, but it gets a head coaching position with the Los Angeles Chargers. Breach, what's your initial reaction here?
My mind is blown here. Like, I am literally floored by this move. I am in shock. I am surprised. Look, the Rams defense was absolutely phenomenal this year. Number one, gave up the fewest points in the NFL, gave up the fewest yards in the NFL, and their defense was the reason they were good this year. I mean, that is absolutely a fact. And so Brandon Staley did a great job in 2020 with the Rams. But Brinson, you hit the nail on the head. He was at a Division III school 5 years ago. We're talking 2016. He was at John Carroll as a D3 former football player. I appreciate all the former D3 guys. That is quite the jump to go from assistant coach on a Division III team to position coach in the NFL, to coordinator in the NFL, to head coach in the NFL in 5 years. Yeah. And so, I mean, the question you have to ask yourself is he going to be in over his head? Because, you know, when you have a defensive background like this, he's probably going to want to have be a hands-on defensive guy as the head coach. And you know what? I know this is a lot of people don't necessarily agree that the NFL is going the route where you just hire offensive coaches. But look, the Chargers have Justin Herbert. And this was the one team I thought absolutely should have hired an offensive coach. You know, you have the Jets. You don't know what you're going to do with Sam Darnold. You know what's going on. I'm fine with a defensive hire. If the Falcons had made a defensive hire, I'm fine with that. If Jacksonville had made a defensive hire, I'm fine with that because you're building from the ground up. But with the Chargers, you have Justin Herbert. Brandon Staley, whoever he brings in for offensive coordinator, if they do a good job with Justin Herbert, they're going to be gone in 2 years because they're going to have a head coaching job of their own. And then he's Herbert and Staley going to start back at square one. So, you know, like Staley did a great job. So in that sense, I like the hire, but I don't know if I like the hire, if that makes sense.
By the way, worth noting, and shout out to Pierce in the chat. Tom Telesco, the Chargers GM. Do you know where he went to college?
John Carroll.
John Carroll University. That's right. He was there in 94, I think, and actually played wide receiver for John Carroll.
Well, and so what that means real quick, Brinson, is that the top two candidates were the same, a guy that was had a college in common with Tom Telesco, and Brian Daboll and Tom Telesco went to the same high school. So apparently
roommates, I think.
Yeah, check out your – if you have any relations to Tom Telesco in the past, maybe you guys ran into each other at the mall – you could be on the Chargers coaching staff.
So we've got now, what a wacky coaching cycle. Urban Meyer, Brandon Staley, Robert Saleh, and Dan Campbell? Like, people are really moving outside the box. It looks like Eric Bieniemy might get squeezed out, depending on what happens with that Deshaun Watson situation. And then Josh McDaniels interviewing in Philadelphia. Pretty crazy. Ian Rappaport of NFL Media tweeted that the Rams did a stealth interview process, like they had a secret second meeting that nobody found out about. Telesco's pretty good about this. He does this with the draft too. They did a secret second meeting with Staley after the playoff game. I believe he said after the playoff game, right? Let's see what he said. He said, schedule a second interview with Staley for after his playoff game. He had other interviews scheduled, but the Chargers had no intention of letting him leave. So that, look, this guy's had a rapid rise. You know, he coached with Sean McVay. That's a big plus for these teams for whatever reason. I'm sure he has this CEO type attitude. That's the buzzword that's being thrown around this season. 38 years old. That's really young, but you know, we've seen certainly younger guys hired. He, by all accounts, he is very meticulous in his approach to how he operates. He is analytical in his approach. He likes to, you know, look at, you know, creating numbers and miss, like the numbers and the mismatches in terms of what he does on defense. That's why they don't like to play single high safety, with their defense. And I mean, it's a risky move, but if you think he's the guy and you would assume that if he was at John Carroll doing all that work, that Tom Telesco has sort of been in contact with people who worked with him and has an opportunity to sort of, decide, all right, you know, this guy can really make this work, et cetera, et cetera. Like he might have more insight into him than you normally would a first year defensive coordinator and 38-year-old, DC coming out of LA.
Well, right. And you know, like the younger coaches, obviously Sean McVay is a great example of someone who works out, but even Sean McVay was an offensive coordinator for 3 years before he got his head coaching job. And the thing is, here's why I don't think you know what you have with Brandon Staley is you got hired to be the coordinator of a defense that literally has the best player in football. So, you know, and it's not like he was doing head and shoulders.
Five best players. Like, I mean, you got Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, but those guys are probably both getting votes for defensive player.
Right. And this defense was fantastic under Wade Phillips. And it's not like people were knocking down Wade Phillips' door to hire him as a head coach or even keep him as a defensive coordinator. And so I think if you have the best players on your team, that doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be a good coach. So I think of all the hires that have been made so far, this is my biggest question mark.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the fit.
Well, I don't even know if it's like the fit. I think the question mark breach is that, I mean, when he was hired to replace Wade Phillips as the defensive coordinator, it was like, I'm sorry, who? I mean, like, you know who he is, but you know, he's like, you're making a huge leap for this guy to come in and try and turn around a defense on a team with playoff expectations, you know, with these big personalities and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, after you move on from Wade Phillips, arguably the greatest defensive coordinator in professional football history. And Staley filled his shoes and did really well. And as a result, you know, you now have this situation where Staley's, you know, career path is on a rocket ship. I do think if you're going to do this with a job like this, that the Chargers is a good one, because while the Chargers are in LA and that's a big market, there's just not that much buzz around the Chargers. Like if Brandon Staley, you know, Anthony Lynn was doing terrible things on a weekly basis, making huge mistake after huge mistake. And nobody was, I mean, like people were up in arms about it, but it wasn't that big a deal. There's no fan base clamoring, you know, there's no local sports talk radio ripping you apart. So you have a little room to work with here. If you're Brandon Staley, you know, if you're looking at this job and you're a popular candidate, I mean, it's, we said it was one of the two most attractive jobs out there, along with the Jaguars job.
Yeah. And I'll say the two reasons that I've came up with a lot of things why it is a little weird. Maybe the hiring's not a fit, but there are two reasons why I do think it. Well, one for Brandon Staley is that I'm sure when the Chargers called, Brandon Staley probably called his wife and said, honey, we don't have to move. Like, hey, I just got a huge contract and I'm coaching the Chargers who play in the same stadium as the Rams. We good. But if you're the Chargers, here is why you hire a defensive coach, because you have to figure out how to stop Patrick Mahomes. And so you want a guy who's literally just going to lock himself in his office until he can outsmart and outthink Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense. And you build your entire team around being able to do that. So that would be the argument for hiring a defensive coach, because you have to figure out how to slow down that offense. Otherwise, you're never going to win the division. But again, you know, developing Justin Herbert should have been goal number one. And, you know, we obviously don't know who the offense coordinator is going to be here, but that is why this is a little weird.
I agree with that. So I was just looking up really quickly. Remember, he was the outside linebackers coach for the 2019 Denver Broncos, right? Just 1 year. And just to look really quickly, they gave up 30 points to the Chiefs in the first meeting and 23 to the Chiefs in the second meeting. But I mean, all things considered, that's not too terrible for the, that's right. Mahomes got hurt in one of those games. Cause, didn't he get hurt on the goal line? Remember, that's when he hurt his knee last year in that first game on Thursday night? Yeah, it was. Cause I was like saying that Flacco was going to beat the, beat the Chiefs. But I mean, I think, you know, he has experience coaching against Mahomes. You know, and you don't have the same players on the defense that you do in the Rams, but you have some very good players. You know, you have Derwin James, who I would have to imagine he can utilize in incredible ways out there with the way that he likes to work the safeties. And of course, Joey Bosa, they have some really nice players on the defensive line in the interior. They just drafted Kenneth Murray as well. Chris Harris should still be coming back. I mean, there's a lot of defensive pieces. So I think you can look at Brandon Staley and say, all right, you know, yes, we need an offensive guy. But if this guy is a really good head coach and we believe he's going to be a good head coach, you know, we can bring him in. He can get this defense rolling and he can hire somebody who can come in and be a smart offensive coordinator and that can do good work for him. And so that's really the question. Who's he going to hire as his offensive coordinator and how will they develop Justin Herbert? What do we expect from them from a short term and long term perspective?
From the Chargers?
Yeah. Like, I mean, how many, you know, what do we need to see from the Chargers next year? I think one, the most important thing, we talked about this with the Bengals this past year too. Like Justin Herbert can't regress. When I say can't regress, I don't mean statistically regress. He's probably going to do that because he had a monster year, but Justin Herbert can't just fall off a cliff and be terrible all of a sudden. That can't happen.
Right. And I think, well, if you're Staley, the good thing with the defense side of the ball is that you have like a solid nucleus to work with. And so it's a matter of making sure no one takes a step back, because look, you said it with Anthony Lynn. All the Chargers need is like someone who, a coach who's not choking in the clutch, who's just making normal, competent decisions down the stretch. The Chargers probably would have won three more games this year minimum if they had better coaching or coaches who made better decisions in the fourth quarter. I mean, they just looked undisciplined in the fourth quarter. And I think that's why they lost a few of their games. So if Brandon Staley can do that, and I would think he can, then you're already ahead of the eight ball there. So, you know, the Chargers have a lot of talent. They just need better coaching. And if Tom Telesco thinks that's what Staley gives, then it makes sense.
Okay, so are we now looking at, and we'll have a Dan Campbell to the Lions podcast when that happens, of course. Dan Campbell! Urban Meyer to the Jags, Saleh to the Jets, Arthur Smith to the Falcons, Staley to the Chargers. Does that mean the only two jobs left open are the Texans and the Eagles, the two worst jobs?
Texans and the Eagles.
What a bizarre coaching run. Yeah, I think you need to, you want to see smart decision making for Brandon Staley. You want to see the offense be a little more consistent. You want to see Justin Herbert not fall off a cliff. And you want to see that defense take a step forward. And that's, I think that's a big key factor for them. It's like, can the Chargers defense be elite under Staley in the way that the Rams was? And if it can, then all of a sudden you feel like you really made a good hire. You know, 2021, I mean, they should compete for a playoff spot, right?
Absolutely.
Their roster is really good.
They have that kind of talent.
Yeah. I mean, this year, this, there's a reason Anthony Lynn got fired. They botched games at the end and didn't compete for a playoff spot, really. They should, they are good enough to compete for a playoff spot with the way that Justin Herbert played. So we'll see how that works out. And you would, I mean, look, you'd have to think that Brandon Staley just spent a year with Sean McVay. He has to be like on like, he has to know like some kind of a young offensive mind that he can set loose with Justin Herbert. It's also possible that he does what Sean McVay did when he went to the Rams and hire a veteran coordinator on the other side of the ball in order to give him a steadying presence. That wouldn't be shocking either, and that wouldn't be bad for Herbert's development. So we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, sort of in flux here. Not exactly a ton of time to prepare for this since it got dropped on our laps as the second that that game ended. You could tell that the NFL media reporters were told not to say anything until that game ended.
Overshadow Tom Brady versus Drew Brees.
Brady and Brees, we will electroshock therapy you, rap sheet. All right, that's it for the Brandon Staley.
Let me just do one more thing, Brenton. Sure. If Brian Daboll goes to Philadelphia or Houston has a lot of success, and the Chargers don't, that's one of those things you're going to be kicking yourself.
Oh, like if Dable's great wherever he goes and
yeah.
Chargers stink? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's absolutely true. You would think, though, do you think that this means that Dable's not going anywhere? Because you would think that the way that this played out with Tom Telesco making a move for Staley, that, I mean, surely he's talking with, I'm sure he texted Dable after the win on Saturday night, was like, way to go. I mean, they're all roommates, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think he texted him, was like, way to go? And I'm sure they've been talking. Like, I would be shocked if they weren't chatting at least.
Yeah. And look, you know, we had Jalen Ramsey with this quote that, he basically said, Brandon Staley's a genius. Teams do make the mistake of not hiring him. We're going to have a sequel part two, and we're going to turn it up a notch. But basically said, there's only 5% chance.
It sounds like he's a defensive Sean McVay.
Yes, like, that is
how he's being kind of portrayed. Like a young wunderkind who sort of flew under the radar, but also climbed the ladder very quickly. And now has a head coaching job with the Chargers. All right, that's it for the Brandon Staley Emergency Podcast.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.